Yeah, daf tes zayin no mit aleph. This tishtikel begins imru lufanai b'Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, imru lufanai. This is one of the yisoides of Rosh Hashanah. The sugi over here, mesechus Rosh Hashanah daf tes zayin. This tells back the whole tzura of the tefillas musaf that we have in Rosh Hashanah. Imru lufanai b'Rosh Hashanah malchias zechroinis v'shoifris. The Baruch Shalom says you should say lufanai or Rosh Hashanah. You should say malchias zechroinis and shoifris. Malchias is kedesh tam nichuni aleichem. The idea of saying the malchias is that the Yidden should be mekabel upon themselves or malchus shemayim. Shtam nichuni aleichem. You should be mamlech d'ribonim shel olam upon yourselves. Zichroinis kedesh yalde zichroinichem lefana letoive. That for your benefit, that your remembrance, your zikaron, that should remember you letoive. That's why we say Malchias Zechroinis and Shoifres. Lohovna Toive Ba'amiras Malchias. What's the Toive? What do we gain by saying Malchias? In other words, the Me'ashaloyach, the Ishbetze, bases himself on the assumption that everything we're saying over here is for our benefit as well. Right? So, Kibbe Zechroinis, he says, Mefurja Toive. It's clear what the Toive is. It says, Kadesh Yalda Zechroinichem, Fana the Toive. I should remember you the Toive. But what's the benefit of Malchias? What's the benefit of Malchias? About being capable upon yourselves, or Malchias Shemaim, it's a very, very Dover Chosh of Moid. It's a very important thing. About the Yid has to be capable upon himself, or Malchias Shemaim. We say that every day, Shemaim is Shalom Lekan Hashem Echad, twice a day, and by Kriyash Mashalom Mita, we're capable upon ourselves, or Malchias Shemaim, and about the Frat Rishishonah. But what's the toive that the Yidna have from it? Not what we mechuyif to do and what the Rebbeinu Shloim has from it. What toive do we have from it? Look at the heading of my Shloich Hazoi. Ochein avshe nitmeh le'odom she'oil malcha shemayim yishibit. Chayre, it would seem to the person that oil malcha shemayim is a shibut. Something you have to do, it's important, but it's a shibut. It's a shibut. A person has his chayvis. A person has to be nice about oil, he has to make himself like an eved to the Bani Shalom to be kabbal upon himself. Oil Malach HaShemayim. To the Bani Shalom, Avul Be'emes, Zehu HaChedus HaAmiti, Mikol Shibut Shaboilim. This is the Emes HaChedus. It's not a Shibut. This is true freedom. That a Yid is mekabbal upon himself, Oil Malach HaShemayim, even though the word is oil, which is the yoke of Malach HaShemayim, of the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Tzcheyes HaAmiti is the true freedom. Mikol Shibut Shaboilom, you free yourself from every Shibut in the world. The rest of the world is under the influence of Shibut, and we rip ourselves away from it, and we're in control over ourselves. Why? Because we're mekabel upon ourselves, Oil Malach Shemayim, so may all other Shibut fall away. K'mosh Yisi V'Gemara Tzayit, Tafem Adalif, Kol Adam Shesh Be'gaf Zeruach. Anyone that has a gafas ruach, a person that's a bal gaiva, that holds himself in high esteem, Omar Kodesh Boch, the Rebbeinu Shloim says, Ein ani v'hu yichoyin lodu b'olam. We can't live together. We can't live together. The Rebbeinu Shloim says, I can't live together with someone that has gafas ruach. Someone that's meshubit to his own ego doesn't work together with Malcha Shemayim. Doesn't work together. If someone is mekabel upon himself on Malcha Shemayim, that gives him the ability to overpower his inclinations of gasas ruach, v'chulei, and other things as well. Because the more presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu he brings into his life, the less of a koyach all his yitzarim and all his taivis and shibudim have. The more hashrois hashchina he allows to enter himself, the more dveikis b'Hashem he has, the more of a koyach he has to overpower any of the any outside influences that threaten to sever that connection. Shebemokam Hashem Yisbach Shoychin Shom Lo Yikrav Shom Ra. No Ra can reach over there, because whatever the Vashroi is Hashchina, it's the Hepech Ra, it's Toiv. Ki Meiti Leiteitei Harois Vat Harois. Rebbein from Harois. Nothing bad comes from Rebbein Shloilom. Anything that's Ra, anything that would seem the opposite from Toiv by us, is only because of our distance, because we don't let Rebbein Shloilom into our lives. That's where other things creep in automatically. Other shibudim creep in. They take the place. They enter that vacancy of Oil Malchus Shemayim. But when a Yid is mekabel the more, a Yid is mekabel upon himself, or the Malach Shemayim, the more of an ability he has to push away all outside influences. Berasi Yetzirah, Berasi Toyre Tavlin. And Pogah B'cham Nuvul Zeh, Meshcheleh Beis HaMedrash, these are Zachem, which is not just the Eitz HaToyve, it's a Metzias. It's a Metzias, the Ashrayis, Ashchineh, the Shechina HaKadoshah, the Toyre HaKadoshah, all these things are the Hepech HaGomer of the Sotan, of Shibudim Sheba'olam. And the Mela, a person Sai Boif and Gashmi, and Sai Boif and Ruchni, and Ruchni is and Gashmi. The more Yid is Makabal upon himself, the less Shibudim he has in Gashmi, and the less Shibudim he has from the Yetzirah, and Ruchni, Ruchni is. Outside influences and inclinations and taivas and all these things that threaten to drown the person. Because the more he's Dovik, the more that light, the Ner Echot, is Doiche, Harbi Menachoshech. Right, it pushes away the darkness of what the Yetzirah is trying to threaten the Mayim HaZidoinim, threatening to overpower the person. The Mayim HaZidoinim. The state in Pesach Shia Shira Mayim Rabim Lo Yuchlu Lechabes Zahave and the Horos Lo Yishtefua. Many waters cannot extinguish the love, and rivers cannot drown it. If there's a Ahav over there, if there's a connection between the Rebbeinu Shloim and Klal Yid and the Yid, if there's a Dveikus and the Rebbeinu Shloim, the Yid lets in the Ashrois Ashchina within himself, he's Mekabel upon himself, Kabbalah's Oil Malach Shemayim, and the Rebbeinu Shloim, he's Mamlech upon himself, the Melech Malach Yamlachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the Mele, the Mayim Rabim cannot extinguish that anymore. All the rivers of the world, all the Mayim Azidoinim, the Koich Zara, of the world that threatened to drown the person cannot drown it, cannot extinguish it. Because it's a metzias that the ahava of the Rebbeinu Shloim, the dveikus of the Rebbeinu Shloim is stronger than all that fakert, that pushes away the ra, it pushes away the chashchus, it pushes away all the tithes of the Yetzirah and all the shibudim of the gashmistic world as well. If a person suffers from all these different things that threaten that seem to consume his life in the gashmistic world, a person gets caught up with so many things. If the emes of siyata shemayim, when a person has is zoyche to push those things aside and have siyata shemayim is when he's mekabel upon himself the emes oil malchus shemayim. The emes oil malchus shemayim. He is mekabel upon himself the emes oil malchus shemayim. That gives the koyach that he has to tread in this world bebitcho with a gvaldiki bitochen. So give us samoyti gestikel. This is the gemul and the toive. This is the payment and the toive and the great benefit that the Yid has. Kisha Adam Yam Lecholav as Hashem Yisbarach who ben choyrin gomu. He's a ben choyrin. V'zeh miyayit Hashem Yisbarach the Yisrael. The Ebrish is miyayit the Yidin. This is what he says. Imre Lufon Ebrish Shana Malchias. Say Malchias. Kedesh Tam Nechuni Aleichem. It's for your benefit. Not just because today is the day that you have to be mekabel upon yourself, or Malach Shemayim. It's for your benefit. If you want to be zoyche bedin, if you want to have a good year, and you want to have a year noki mikol hashibudim, sai beruchni sai begashmis, be mamlech myself upon you. Imru lefonai malchis kedesh tam nechuni aleichem. And the Meshulach says the nekudi adds on even more than that. It's not just by Musaf, Tfilas Musaf, we say Malchias. He says, Shebeimei Rosh Hashanah Yer Rogel al Svosom Tevas Melech. In the days of Rosh Hashanah, Shebe Rogel on the Yiddish lips, the word Melech. Not just B'shas Yidavin Musaf, and you say Malchias, or B'shas you say the Shmenesrim, Loich al Kolaylam Kulim Chvoidecho, or by each Shebe Rogel to say Melech. Mizmamlech Rebbein Shalolam. Even Stam, B'sicha, Ben Adam Benish Lereyeyu, or Ben Adam Lekoinoi. The word Melech, that the embassy Kabbalah is all Shemayim, and that pushes away all the Dvorim Roim. The Moedig is tickled in Saudi Shorim. Whoever has a chance can take a look at Saudi Shorim, Ois Lamed Dalid and Ois Lamed Hei. The embassy is they're both Lamed Hei. Both Ois Lamed Hei, there's two Lamed Heis because it's one is a continuation of the other. Ois Lamed Hei is Soed Yisharim. He goes through the Nekuda. He has Arichas, two pieces over there. One is Barichas and one is B'yesa Beer. It's a Kitzer. And he says, what's the meaning of Tkiyas Dem Yushev and Tkiyas Dem Omid? We have Tkiyas before Shmin Esra. That's called Tkiyas Dem Yushev. The person can really sit called Kizdim Yoshev, and then it's Kizdim Omid of during Shemin Esra. That's the second set of Tkiyas that we do at Kizdim Omid. Was the Indian, he says it's the same Indian as Shema Yisrael Hashem Alekein Hashem Echad, and then afterwards we say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Elohim Vod. What's the Shema Yisrael Hashem Alekein Hashem Echad followed by a Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Elohim Vod? Shema Yisrael Hashem Alekein Hashem Echad is Kabbalas Oil Malch Shemaim. Bittul Hagom to the Boy Shlom Yidus Mevatel himself in Ganzen 100%. The Bittul Hagom to the Boy Shlom is Mekabel upon themselves Oil Malch Shemaim and his Machris Bekoil Ram. Hashem Alekein Hashem Echad. There's nothing else. Who the aim built toy? There's nothing else besides for him. Ain oit mulvadoi. Hashem alekein Hashem echad. This is the ultimate Kabbalah's oil mal chashmayim that the Yidden always had on their lips. This pasuk of Shmai Yisrael Hashem alekein Hashem echad. Mi yoyim omdam al daitam, va'ad yoyim mistalkusam, until the person is mistalik from the world, in the last words, Shmai Yisrael Hashem alekein Hashem echad. Mesiyas nefesh. Emes and Mesiyas nefesh for the Ribbono Shel Olam. After that Messias Nefesh, when he gives himself over to the Ribbono Shel Olam and Ganzen, then what follows is Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Elohim Vod. What does that mean? That there's a Malchus. A Malchus means that there's a king with subjects. Subjects, we're the subjects when we go out and we each do whatever we have to do. But once we have already that Messias Nefesh, the Ribbono Shel Olam, so even if we venture out into the world, wherever it is, and even into the physical Gashmistika world, where we have a chilo, a shtia, a person goes to work and he's busy with and he enters the world of Gashmis, which would seem to be the hepcha gomer of Olam al Chashmayim. But though, even over there, he's dovek in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Once you're mekabel upon yourself the Olam al Chashmayim, you're able to venture out and be a subject of the king wherever you are, because you have this bittel to the Eibishter. You mevatel yourself to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And once you mevatel yourself to the Ribbono Shel Olam, you're able to expand, you're able to be mispashet into the Olam HaGashmi. You're able to establish a fact of Kvod Malchusoi. There's an honor of the Ribbono Shel Olam's Malchus, because it's mispashet, it spreads into the world. It's not just that you bottle the Gamri to the Eibishte, but even when you venture out, already you have this, you're a built-in subject of the Ribbono Shel Olam. You have already, because you have already a Kavos Olam HaGashmi Shemayim. And that's why we say Kriya Shema before Shemin Esra. It's the same meaning of Shema Yisrael with Baruch Shem. We say Shema Yisrael, Shema Lekein Hashem Echad. That's a bit like Goma to the Eibishter. Then you can get up and down with Shemin Esra. That's Meyushiv. That's the Chedek HaYeshiva, which is Yishev Adas, sitting. Birchas Krishma does not have to be Ba'amida. So it's called Atfilah B'Yeshiva. Right? It's called that you don't have to stand. It's called B'Yishev Adas. When a person sits, you have more yishev adas, right? You don't have the pachad of falling, of chas v'shalom moving to the sides. You're stable. You're stable in one place because you bottle the gamri to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But then you begin the kriyas shema, which is tefillas ha'amida. You can stand and still be confident that you're not wavering anywhere, any direction. Even when you venture out to start davening on tzorchei aguf, on your own things. After the Gimel Rishonim, after the first three brachos, you start davening on all these different things you ask for. And what gives us the bitachon and the confidence that we can venture and ask for these things and not be worried that chas v'shalom, these things we're asking for might sever our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It might take us off the path of Dveikus Bashem. Once we have the Shema Yisrael before Shemin Esra, once we have the mismach gula, the tefillah. You have the gula of Gaal Yisrael. We have the gula, which means the chayus amit, like we just said in the shtikl meishaloyach. Because with the dovik b'ashem, then we have a chayus amiti. We're emes in the gula. We're truly free people. We don't have this shibudim. We ripped ourselves away. Then we can venture out into tzorchei aguf and we can daven for it and not be scared, chas v'shalom, that these things are going to pull us away from the Eibishter and that we're going to fall. We have confidence that Ribbono Shel Olam is going to help us in these things as well, because v'dovik v'Hashem, we have Kabbalas Olam al Chashamayim, we have the bittul agom to the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is Kriya Shema followed by Shemin Esra. This is a Yisoid which is written in Ishbis Tzvorim all over the place. It's also written in the Soidi Sharm, in the Kizvei Chassidim over there in the back, the Tikkun HaNefesh over there, it's written Barichas over there, in Tiferes Achinoichi, on the Zohar Kodesh, he writes Barichas, Etel Chashtik, Nechemesh, Lech Mesiankiv, all over the place. It's written, this is the Yisoid of Krishma Koyim Matfila, this is the Yisoid of Shema Yisrael, followed by Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Al-Nivod, and this is the Yisoid of Tkiz Dem Yushif, followed by Tkiz Dem Umid. First we have Tkiz Dem Yushif. Tkiz Dem Yushif means that the Abish says, now it's Yushif. First is Bitlagom, now it's Kabbalah's Oil Malchus Shemayim. This shofar over here is the shofar of Kabbalah's Oil Malchus Shemayim. Yemamluch the Rebbein Shalom, one of the time of Rav Sadia Goin. Yemamluch the Abish with Kol Shofar. All of the kibbutz through Hashem and Kol Shofar. This is Kabbalah's Oil Malchus Shemayim. Tkiz Dem Yushif. That's Tkiz Dem Yushif. Afterwards, you venture out to Tkiz Dem Umid. Once we have the Bitlagom to the Abish, then we can have Tkiz. Of the moment when we start, when we're standing away, we have a tekiah and the truah that are moment that even when Yidden are not necessarily in the matzav of bitlagom to the Eibush, that they venture out. Even then, we have malchias zechernes hashoifres. Even then, we have the koyach of the tekiahs, the koyach that's mechabos to the Eibush, and that's a tekiah and a truah. A tekiah is a koyel poshet, which is. We'll see in the next tikkun meshloch if we have a chance. The coil poshut is the pnimius abriyah, which is malchus shemayim. The coil that brings out, the coil is always a pnimius. When a person speaks, you're bringing out words outside. But a coil comes from the depths of a person's heart. Mimamakim kriyosicho. The coil poshut comes from kedalibe. It comes from meyom kalev. Right? And that's the coil poshut, followed by a truah. Which is different, Shvarim through a truah, Shvarim itself, whatever, but all these truah are broken shtiklach. It's not the koil pashut anymore. It's the brachan shtiklach. That's what, it's beramas on the Eden venturing out already. Where things are not so clear, cut anymore, things are not so pashut 100%. But even then, the Eibush helps that the Yid should have a clarity and being able to be over Hashem wherever he is, wherever massive he is. And we have tkiah through tkiah saibat, tkiah is the Mu'umit, and saibat, tkiah is the Mu'yushif. That's the whole arichas of Sadi Sharim. Why does it kia through it kia by the chedik amiyushiv, and why does it kia through it kia by the chedik amomit? Whoever has a chance can take a look at the arichas. But this is the mashashayach in yenenu of the meir shaloyach. This is the gedank of malchus, the inyan of malchus shemayim, the inyan of shemayim yisod Hashem alakein Hashem echod, and the inyan of baruch Hashem koyim malchus lanavot kia the amiyushiv, kia the amomit. This is the theme of Rosh Hashanah. And a person is rogel al lishoyin, a rogel al sfas on the inyan of melech, to mordig is gula, that a person should be marachik me all of all the shibudim, sai beruchnis, sai begashmis. We'll learn a chedek of the shtickle of chavtesam at bay, the yom tov shal Rosh Hashanah, which is negeya, the kol shoifa, the most of the shtickle is negeya to pkiya shoifa b'shabbos. That part, we won't venture into that, because that's part of this noise, but it's not the gale, it's for this year. But we'll learn the first chedek of the shtickle, the first third of the shtickle, which is Bechlal, speaks about the Kiyah Shoifer. Yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah Shchali Yitz B'Shabbat B'Migdash Ha'yitoykin Avloi B'Medina. B'Yitz B'Midash they blew Shoifer on Shabbos also, but the rest of the Medina, they didn't blow on Shabbos. Like we do today, we don't blow Shoifer on Shabbos. So Inyin B'Zeh. Ki Inyin Shoifer says, U'la Oyrir HaPnimiyis Me'abriya. The Inyin of the Kiyah Shoifer says, U'la the Pnimiyis of the Briya. There's a Pnimiyis in the Briya. What is the pnimius of the bria? Ki apnimius me'abria who divrei toire. These are the kodesh b'habim mekoyimus by rise of our kuchubricha alm. The Eibush created the world with the toire. So made it the pnimius of the bria. What's the blueprint of the bria? It's toire. That's what the Eibush took the toire, and that's what he created the world with. That's the pnimius of kodesh shoyfa. And it's oyer on the kudah pnimius. That the kudah pnimius of divrei toire is oyer on the kodesh shoyfa. Ki v'oyer ma'zeh. This world, we have ma'is ha-mitzvahs, which are gashmias, the mitzvahs. We put on tefillin, which is gashmias, we take a dalet minim, which is gashmias, but it's a levush. It's a levush for the mitzvahs of the yela. There are mitzvahs that are transpiring while we do these mitzvahs. There are things happening in the next world as well. There's a chedka hester of the mitzvah, which transpires on the next world while we do the mitzvah in this world. The Rebbe Chaim Roch used to say, always this gedank from the Evan Ezra. Evan Ezra says that every single mitzvah has a chedika goldi and a chedika hanister. It's a chedika nigla, a chedika hanister. And what we see on the outside is a chedika nigla. That's what we see. Shas, we do a mitzvah. But what transpires by the chedika hanister, it's a levush for the mitzvah del yel, we don't see. And this is the pshat, b'vizoy b'mitzvah kalik v'achamura, the Rebbe say. This is the pshat in the Pirkei Avos. A person has to be nizer b'mitzvah kalik v'achamura. She'ein ata yideh matan schor shal mitzvah, he says, v'vizoy b'mitzvah kalik v'achamura. Because things could seem to you as a kala, right? That's only the chedek anista, nikla. But come with the chedek anista, the chedek which is the mitzvah del yelo, which is which this mitzvah is a levush for that, it could be that's chomish and bechamurais. Just because you don't see the chomer adova, because you don't see the chedek anis, you only see half of the mitzvah. You only see the chedek anigle. You don't see the mitzvah the liyele that's here, the mitzvah from the next world that is cloaked under this mitzvah. And that's where a person has to be nizn every single mitzvah, because we have no idea what's the second half of the mitzvah. That's the Rabbi always told to the Ebenezer to the shtickle. K'diz b'arizal, v'zesh on the, other state narizal, v'zesh on the b'vachim al mitzvahs, the brach that we make on mitzvahs is, asher k'dishon on the mitzvahs of the tzivonu. Ha'ayinu sh'alavush ha-mitzvahs d'li eile, v'mais ha-mitzvahs al olam hazeh. The mitzvahs d'li eile is in the levush, is cloaked within the mais ha-mitzvahs of this world. And that's asher k'dishon on the mitzvahs of, he's mekadosh us with his mitzvahs, the mitzvah of the Eilu, the Tzivon one, he's mitzvah to do the mitzvah of the Sata, and on the day Zed that we're doing the mitzvah of this world, which is the Gashmis, a part of it, the mitzvah of the Eilu becomes Nichlal, included in that Asiyah as well. And on the day the Tkiyah Shoifah, that's Nesoyer, the Pnimius of the Briya, which is the Divrei Torah, the Storos, which are Nista, or Oynes Chabru, Oz, he says, Neschabru, Oz, the Chayyus, Bosse, Oz, Neschabru, a mitzvah de li'ele, im a pe'ule, me a mitzvah she'boilem hazeh. Then the mitzvah de li'ele becomes Neschabru through the pe'ule of the mitzvah that we're doing in this world. V'hainush, ha'pnimis me'abri yishu ha'divri teire, she'yesh be'abri yizeh nes'oir al-idei shoif, nes'oir through tkiya shoif. V'lachen kamoz ha'teire ho'i al-idei kol shoif, she'bezeh nes'oir al-divri teire, she'neslap she'be'abri yeh. That's why the kol shoif was deeper ma'imin ha'sinah, because ma'imin ha'sinah Abish gave over both chalakim of the Torah, and Abish said, that there's a kol shoifa, which means every single mitzvah has a built-in kol shoifa to it. When you do the mitzvah, the lasati, you put on tefillin, there's a mitzvah of the eila that becomes nichlal, that gets accomplished while you're doing it as well. And when you take the dalu minim, the same thing, a mitzvah of the eila becomes accomplished as well. Or befrat, but the kol shoifa itself, the kol shoifa brings all the mitzvahs that a person did throughout the year. And it's megala, the pnimiyat of the briyat, mechaber, all those mitzvahs, with the mitzvah of the Eilu that's supposed to be Neschaba to, and it's mal everything to the next world. That's the pshat. And that's why the state by the Shoifer state that we blow the Shoifer because the Arviv is Asotin. The Arviv is Asotin. What's the Arviv of Asotin over there? Asotin gets mixed up from what? From the Kiyah Shoifer? He doesn't remember from the year before that we blew Shoifer. Only we remember, everyone, we all remember exactly what Kiyah Shoifer is all about. So why the Satan is such as so little seichel, he doesn't remember what Shoifa is. Why is this Tkiyah Shoifa an Irviv? Why is it mixing him? It confuses him. The reason why it confuses him is not because he doesn't know what it's about. It's because when there's a Tkiyah Shoifa there, the Satan has no Mokon for Kitrig anymore. For these two reasons that we just spoke about. The first reason is because the Shoifa is Moiru, Kabos, Ur Malch HaShemayim. The Tkiyah is the Meyushiv and the Tkiyah is the moment is Moiru, Gewaldig, Kabos, Ur Malch HaShemayim of Malchias. And then it's megadah that the Yidden could even be mispashit in the Chedek Agashmi, and maybe what's the something going to be mekatrik over here? There's nothing mekatrik. He's going to come and say that the Yidden, they venture out, they do all these different zachim, but the Eibush that megadah given, that the Yidden are dovak in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam because of the Kabbalah Olam HaShemayim that they have. And then we have the second Akuda. Second Akuda, like we just saw in the shtickle over here, that the Kol Shoyf is megadah, the Pnimi is Abriya, that when Yidden do mitzvahs, the mitzvahs of the Eilu become nichlal in it. And the Kodesh Shoifah is Megala the Pnimiyah, that all the mitzvahs that Yidden did throughout the year, all those mitzvahs of the Eilu find their right place at this moment. So the Satan loses himself. Everything is transpiring at one time over here. All the mitzvahs of the Eilu that was supposed to become nishlam bishlamis, whatever is missing, everything becomes accomplished through the Tkiyah Shoifah, because the Tkiyah Shoifah is the Kodesh Pnimiyah that brings out the Koil Poshet, that brings out the Pnimiyah Sabriya, without any words, it comes from Yom Kedalibah, and with it, there's no welcome for the Satan that loses his whole Koyach of Kitrik. Because the whole Koyach of Kitrik is only when the Yidden are severed from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. They're severed, but whenever the Dveik is there, there's a Chibur between this world and the next world, the Satan loses his Koyach. I'll just be Messiah with one word. It has also a stickle Shaykh of what we're speaking about. The Rebbe's Chorach used to say, on a shtickle and davening that we say Rishoni Yom Kippur, we say Be'ein Melitz Yoyshe Mul Magid Pesha Tagid Liyankiv Dvachoykum Mishpot. Be'ein Melitz Yoyshe, the Poshet, what we're saying is, Be'ein Melitz Yoyshe, there's no Melitz Yoyshe Mul Magid Pesha. Magid Pesha is the Sop that comes and says all the Pshoim of Klal Yisrael. He brings all the pshoim. He brings bags and bags of pshoim. He's there busy all day, Rosh Hashanah, trying to bring pshoim. And there's no medes yoshim, all the magid pashim. We don't have a good lawyer. We don't have someone to defend us. Mul against this Magid Pesha. But ain't made this Yosha. There's no made this Yosha. There's no one that could be made this Yosha that could say good things about us. So what do we do? Tagid liyankiv dvachoykim mishpot. The thing that helps us is dvachoykim mishpot. Tagid liyankiv dvachoykim mishpot. Say for Yankiv that it's dvachoykim mishpot. How does that help? So the Rebbe was Mazbe, he said that ain't made this Yosha mul Magid Pesha. Pesha is the worst type of avarice possible. It's amazing, mamish. A person goes and does something, be amazed, mamish. So a person does something, be amazed. A shoygig, there's a made it's yoshe. A person was b'shoygig, he didn't know, he made a mistake. The oinis, the shgogis, outs. But a pesha, pshoyim. What type of made it's yoshe can you have against pshoyim? Tagid the yankiv dvachoykim mishpot. Yidin go and the mekayim chukim a mishpotim. Made a mishpotim has a pshat. Okay, it makes sense. He is mekayim it, he understands why. But chukim has no pshat b'chlal whatsoever. He did not understand. No one understands what the chukim is all about. But he is still on mekayim with the same geshmak, the same asiyas nefesh, the mekayim, the chukim, just like the mishpat, this megale that he does even when he doesn't understand. Even when he doesn't understand, he still has his chukim. So avada avada, you have a yitzhari that comes and brings pshoim over here. The pshoim, there's no pshat, there's no made tziyosha. Why did he do the pesha? Look, the Yid of the Meister, the Chedik HaMitzvahs, I do Chukim Mishpatim. I do Mitzvahs even when I don't understand. Look, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that wipes away the Pshoim as well. If a person would do only Mishpatim, only with things that he understands, okay, so the things that I understand, why a Yid was Nichshal, that I'll wipe away. But the things that have no Pshat, why the Yid did it, he did it B'davke, B'mezit, he knew, he still did it. But if the Yid is Mekayim Mitzvahs even when he doesn't understand, look, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, if you did it bleed, even without Havona, without he did it with the Messias Nefesh. That Messias Nefesh wipes away even the Pshoim as well. Because he is Moist Nefesh to the Moist Shloilom as the Makabal of the Oil Malchus Shemayim. And he does a Chuk, that's the level of Messias Nefesh that you have by Chukim. That he does the Chukim with the same Gishmak. That he does the Mishpatim, that wipes away even the Pshoim as well. The Moist Shloilom will help him. The Zoych Hazan, Taksiv, Vachsim, Etoive, Agud Geben, Shiod, Alu Tfidus, that he didn't Adavn, and his age, Minis Kabul, Lerachimim, Lerotzoin, that was Chavrul, he used to say over on this week's Pasha, Atem Nitzav Mayoim, Ayoim Kulchem, Asnei Hashem Alikeichem. He says, Atem Nitzav Mayoim is going on Rosh Hashanah. Hayoim, the state in Medrash, Zeh HaKodesh is going on Rosh Hashanah. With the Atem Nitzav Mayoim Kulchem, on Rosh Hashanah, all the Yidin stand in front of the Eibishte, state Rosheichem, Shifteichem, Zekneichem, Shedreichem, Kodesh Yisrael, then you from Achtus Baklal Yisrael. Bechoyte Beitzecha Vachayiv Memecha. Look, one of the big Nikudas of Rosh Hashanah is, of Beroivom Hadras Mela, the Yidin are together, Ba'achtes. Ba'achtes Yidin are together, stated in the famous letter from the Rebbe Rabbinim that he wrote to one of his Talmidim that couldn't be Rishon, he writes the same Nekuda. The Ikin Nekuda of Rishon is that Yidin Nemzach Tzam Ba'achtes. It's right the same Nekuda the Rebbe used to say. But Yidin wants to be Zoycha, but then Rosh Hashanah, he's Mesachah with other Yidin, even with Arab Shatz. Even if he doesn't understand why he's being Mesachah with these Yidin, but the fact that Yidin are Ba'achtes, that itself gives the koyach of Nitzav Mayim Kulchem. That gives the koyach that will stand up straight on Rosh Hashanah and was Zoych Bedin, because we have this Kabbalah Olam HaShemayim to Zamen. The Yidin are Mekabel upon themselves Olam HaShemayim, even with Arab Shat, with the Eibishter, Tagel Yankim HaChoyka Mishpah, the Eibishter wipes away all the Chatoim, Avonis of Shoim, Zodimoy Shalom Elf, Zodimoyach Zayn, all the Tfilis of this Kabbal, Rachim, Lerotz, Mishzoych, Tashonah Toive, and Mesukah, Ashnaz Gula Yeshua, Gula Saprat, Gula Saklau, Ruchnis, Vigashmis, Aksiv, Vachsimatoyev, and Agit Kiben Shio.